this all sounds like fun and games, but it's a much-deserved break from 4:30 starts and hard cattle and fencing work. The students are here as part of their agricultural studies, and they aren't getting the romanticised version of life on the land.
We did about 2 days of fencing, knocking down old fencing, so repairing from the floods, and castrating, dehorning, branding, injections and earmarking. Also, we've been drafting, which is quite scary and gets your blood pumping.
That's 17-year-old Caitlin Wright, and she's ready to pull on her work boots as soon as school is over.
Well, my aspirations is to work on a cattle properly, so gillarooing at first, and then with the skills I learnt from Tregay and all the staff there, I want to one day become a farm manager.
What's been your favourite part of this camp?
Oh, the cattle work. I love my cattle.
How do all the teenagers like yourself take on the responsibilities of cooking and all that kind of stuff?
Some of the food don't taste too tasty, but they learn and they're like, they really learn and they can look back and go, look, I cooked that. That's my dinner I made. So, and just washing up, looking after themselves gives them a real sense of independence. Mm-hmm. So, which is, I think, as a teenager, is really important to not be treated like a kid all the time.
Norm Tregay is the head of agribusiness at Logan Lee State High. He says the students have to take part in a practical and theoretical assessment, as well as regularly writing diary entries while at the camp.
Yeah, the intention of this setting and this camp is for students to come out and learn the skills that we've taught them and apply them in real-life situation, and also allow industry people to watch our students and give us feedback on the type of training we're doing and the type of skills that we're teaching the kids.
And how do they get chosen to come on this trip?
They get chosen, it's dependent on where they are in their program at the school. So some students here are in Year 10 and they've started the program a year ago. Other students are in Year 12 and they're finalising their qualifications and obviously are out here to impress future employers. The students that are with us here have intention to have some form of agriculture in their career. It doesn't mean they're going to be farmers. It could mean that they may work in a bank or a salesman or work in a grocery store, but they want the agricultural experience and they want to know what it's like to work on a property as part of their career path.
So what are some of the challenges of putting on something like this with a bunch of teenagers?
Oh, there's no challenges. It's easy. No. Look, it's not just for us. It's not just about coming out here and doing stuff with Leo and his employees and doing stuff with industry people out here. It's also about the kids living here. They need to look after themselves. They stay in a swag or a tent. They help with the cooking. They help with the cleaning. And just those life skills is a big part of it as well.
Host Leo Neil Ballantyne says it's great to see kids from the city getting stuck into farming.
It's very refreshing having 18 extra staff.
Do you feel a bit more confident now that there are some good characters coming through, I guess, to keep pushing on?
Most definitely. For a long time there, I think there's been a bit of that mentality, probably more from the urban community side, that you can't work in the bush unless you come from a cattle property or a grain property or whatever it might be. But in fact, I think that couldn't be further from the truth. And after my experienced days working in the transport industry carting cows, there was fellas there who could drive a truck, but they'd never ever carted cattle before, who had just natural cattle sense and were very good at handling cattle. And I think, you know, getting back to the fact that it doesn't matter, you know, you don't have to come from a cattle property to have a cattle sense. It's just something that you've either got or you haven't, and you can live in Brisbane and have that and not even know it. And I think it's something that industry should be more mindful of. You know, the list is huge of what people can do for employment in agriculture besides that sort of traditional view of riding the horse, driving a tractor.